It's very important to look at this issue right now because we have a big problem in the global economy. We have very low wages. We have income distribution in favor of companies and the richer people for quite some time. Wages are not rising anymore. And on top of that, we got high unemployment. So high unemployment is putting further pressure on wages. And then you can stimulate as much as you want, but people are not consuming because people do not have a positive income expectation. And these diminished expectations to overcome is extremely difficult and it's impossible with monetary policy.
And let's talk about income inequality in the developing countries. Is it different from that which is occurring in developed countries?
Yeah, it's a bit different because in most of the developed countries in the past, we had a certain period in history where distribution did not deteriorate anymore, but we had equal, fair distribution of the new income of growth distribution. In the developing countries, what we're lacking is institutions. We're lacking unions. We're lacking other institutions that would care for a fair distribution of income. But in developing countries, even more important to get that because there is growth. You see, in Northern Africa, everybody has discussed there was a lot of growth in the last 10 years, but people were nevertheless frustrated. Why are people so frustrated? Because they didn't participate in that growth. And that is important. And that makes the development of the economy sustainable. If people are participating, and then you can even in addition, ask people to do something for the sustainability in the long term of the economy, namely to spend some of their money for prevention of climate change and other things and ecological things. But without participation, it is impossible because people do not see that they are getting the proceeds of the growth.
So the basic solution to this is income redistribution. But is that only a question of government policies or fiscal policies? Is there more that needs to be done?
Yeah, there are always two ways. The most important one is through the labor market. You need labor market institutions that care for a fair distribution of the productivity growth, that all economies that are flourishing have productivity growth. So this productivity growth has to be distributed. And this is the market. Well, everybody says it's the market, but it's not a well-functioning market. So the government has to intervene here and has to make sure that the workers who are the weaker part of the economy, at least in countries where there's high unemployment, in developing countries everywhere is high unemployment. So they need the support of the government to get their fair share. And if they get the fair share, then there's a second layer, so to say, of redistribution that you can use, that is through the government. And here we have shown also in the report there are a lot of possibilities to do that without impeding growth.
Could you give an example of some of those recommendations in the report?
The most obvious one is progressive taxation. You should have progressive taxation. You should have a social system where the richer people are bearing more of the burden than the poorer people. That is a way social security, health security, all these systems should have a certain redistributive factor because it stabilizes the system and it stabilizes not only the system as such, it gives good economic incentives for the system to flourish.
And in this period of economic turmoil, do you see any signs of some of these recommendations being taken by countries, or is that not the case?
At the moment, it's not the case. We're running here against the stream, so to say, because in most international institutions, they are advocating right now even more flexibilization. They say flexibilize your labor market, which means cut wages. You know? To be be clear, cut wages and then you will get more employment. But for the overall economy, it's wrong. If you cut wages, you get less employment and you get higher unemployment. So this is the important lesson that has to be learned. And it has to be learned now by the developed countries first. That's true for Europe, for Japan, and for the United States. But then it has to be implemented, so to say, also in the developing countries, because there we have the same problem, but for a much longer period.
So it sounds like you have a tough message to sell, and you're going to be presenting that to the delegates here at the United Nations. What will you be telling them?
Well, it's really difficult because we're grown up, so to say, with the idea that the labor market is a normal market. And I will tell them it's not a normal market. You have to understand that the labor market is not functioning like a market for potatoes. If you have a labor market weakness as we have now, which came from the financial crisis in 2008, which had nothing to do with high wages, so the government has to intervene in the labor market, which is taboo for all my colleague economists, for 98% of them at least. You have to intervene in the labor market and you have to make sure that people get a fair share and that they have the expectation that they will get a fair share in the future to make the economy grow and to get out of the trouble and the slump.